This is Akashvani. The news read by Navanita Adhikari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that yoga has shown the whole world the path to health, balance and harmony. Addressing the gathering at WHO Global Summit on Traditional Medicine in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said over the years, everyone have seen yoga reaching every corner of the world.
पारंपरिक चिकित्सा प्रणाली का एक अहम हिस्सा योग भी है. योग ने पूरी दुनिया को स्वास्थ्य, संतुलन और सामंजस्य का रास्ता दिखाया है. बीते वर्षों में हमने योग को दुनिया के कोने कोने तक पहुंचते देखा है. मैं योग के प्रचार और विकास में महत्वपूर्ण योगदान देने वाले हर व्यक्ति की सराहना करता हूं.
ऑन द ओकेजन प्राइम मिनिस्टर अलॉन्ग विद डायरेक्टर जनरल WHO डॉक्टर टेड्रोस अदनॉम इनॉग्रेटेड द न्यू WHO साउथ ईस्ट एशिया रीजनल ऑफिस कॉम्प्लेक्स इन दिल्ली विच विल ऑल्सो हाउस द WHO इंडिया कंट्री ऑफिस मार्किंग अ सिग्निफिकेंट माइलस्टोन इन इंडियाज पार्टनरशिप विद द WHO. The Prime Minister also released the WHO technical report on training in yoga and the book From Roots to Global Reach, 11 Years of Transformation in Ayush. Both the Houses of Parliament have been adjourned sine die. With this, the 19-day winter session concluded today. The Lok Sabha was first adjourned sine die and after that the Rajya Sabha was also adjourned. In his valedictory address, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said that the productivity of the House was around 111%. He said a total of 15 sittings of the House took place.
Respected members, now we are towards the end of this 6th session of 18th Lok Sabha. In this session, we had 15 meetings. With all of your support, the productivity of the House was 111%. All the honorable members cooperated in running the House by sitting till late night. For this, I thank you all. The proceedings of the House are adjourned sine die.
Three metric tons of Karnataka's GI tagged Indi lime were exported to Oman today, marking the entry of this unique fruit into another global market. The Union Ministry of Commerce and Industry said that the shipment to Oman follows the maiden export of 3 metric tons of Indi lime to Dubai in August this year. Another consignment of 350 kg of GI-tagged Indi lime was also flagged off for export to the United Kingdom. The ministry said that nearly 12.35 metric tons of Indi lime have been exported from Vijayapura district so far. Government has launched Bharat Taxi, a cooperative-based mobility initiative aimed at providing a fair, transparent and driver-owned alternative in India's ride-hailing sector. Guided by the vision of Union Home Minister and Minister of Cooperation, Amit Shah, the initiative places drivers at the centre of ownership, governance and profit sharing. The launch of Bharat Taxi was announced on 25th March this year during a Parliament session in response to persistent challenges faced by drivers and commuters. Drivers often grapple with lack of platform ownership, unclear incentive structures, long working hours and absence of social security, while riders face unreliable services, frequent cancellations, surge pricing and limited transparency in fares. The National Human Rights Commission has issued notices to the chief secretaries of all states and union territories over the reported incident of at least 6 children becoming HIV positive in Satna, Madhya Pradesh. Reportedly, the disease spread after blood transfusions at a district hospital in the state. Taking Suomoto cognizance of media reports, the commission has sought detailed reports within 4 weeks. The commission has observed that if the content of news reports are true, it raises serious issues of violation of the human rights of the victims. In badminton, Sattvik Sairaj Rankireddy and Chirag Shetty became the first Indian men doubles pair to reach semi-finals of the BWF World Tour Final 2025 in Hangzhou, China this evening, topping Group B. The top Indian duo defeated world number 2 Malaysian pair Arun Chia and Su Wei in their final group match 17-21, 21-18, 21-15 to secure a place in the top 4. And that is the end of this news bulletin.